This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net, bringing you a panel discussion sponsored by Success Magazine. We'll be talking today about small business travelers, from solo entrepreneurs out on the road to teleworkers or corporate employees working from home. How can you be more productive when you're mobile? And how can you make sure your company is productive and profitable while you're out on the road? Here to enlighten us are Jeff Zabar, who's the Chief Home Officer. He's a nationally recognized author, columnist, television host, and small business advocate. Also on the line is Anita Campbell. Anita is the founder of Small Business Trends, a media and information company. Anita follows trends in the small business market and in technology. And last but not least, we've got veteran tech writer Pamela Baker, who is Success Magazine's brand new technology guru. I asked Anita Campbell of Small Business Trends to talk about the best way to stay connected via laptop when you're out on the road. Do you need to hop hotspots, use wireless broadband, or what?
Well, the up-and-comer, I think, is the wireless broadband. It's still not completely available to everyone, but it's certainly something that lets you be mobile just about anywhere. I mean, you can be moving on a train, you can be in a car, hopefully not driving, you can be in a coffee house somewhere and using that, and you don't have to worry about finding a hotspot or searching around to find some kind of a connection. It travels with you.
Jeff Zabar.
Well, I tell you, I've demoed the wireless broadband cards, which slip into the slot in the side of your laptop, typically called a PCMCIA slot. They slip in there, and you subscribe to the service. The card's probably $40 to $60 or cheaper. They can be free if you subscribe to a two-year service, not unlike a cell phone. So I'm a true believer in that because it enables you to access wireless internet anywhere a cellular signal is available. So if you're in the boonies, you might not, but if you're in anywhere you can get a cell signal, it's a strong option to stay connected and work at broadband speeds.
So now that we've gotten connected via our laptops, if I'm a small business owner and I'm traveling, should my laptop be Wi-Fi or WiMAX configured? Jeff Zabar.
WiMAX is a new technology that's emerging on the scene right now, and it's not broadly distributed yet. It is essentially a broader area where Wi-Fi is considered a hotspot. WiMAX is a more broad area that's covered by miles, and they have, you know, antennas and repeaters that create a broader cloud, as it were, of coverage. But it's not there yet. So I think Wi-Fi remains the standard. And so if you have a wireless and embedded or built-in wireless internet card in your laptop, as many of them come with now, that's going to be the standard until further notice, as it becomes more broadly deployed and you can actually go out there and use WiMAX on a regular and reliable basis.
Now, what about security issues with wireless connectivity? Are firewalls and antivirus software programs enough protection for business data while on the road, or do you need more beefed up security measures on your laptop? Pamela Baker, technology guru for Success Magazine.
Well, what some people don't understand or don't take into consideration is that firewalls and antivirus software is basically protecting your laptop from attack by an outsider. But you've got to remember now, especially when you're using wireless on the road or in the office or in a hotspot or anywhere, that you are broadcasting your information. And the same with mobile phones. There is very little protection for data that is sent by email via cell phones or smartphones yet. So, for example, if you're sitting in a coffee shop and you're working on your laptop in this nice and nifty, neat, free hotspot, and you decide to, say, pay a bill online. Well, your computer is protected, and let's say maybe you're paying your power bill. The website at the power company is protected, but it is the space in between as the data travels from your laptop to that website that is not protected if you don't have some form of encryption. So that is your most vulnerable spot. Also, there is considerable risk with anything Bluetooth-related. So that nice little earpiece is also making data accessible by anyone else sitting in that restaurant using that same hotspot, but also even in just passing by. So those are some of the risks you need to consider when you're traveling.
I asked Anita Campbell to outline the trends in mobile security and also to tell us what mobile workers can do to respond to security risks.
Well, there are four trends that I'd like to address. First of all, when it comes to really sensitive customer data, if you're thinking about putting that on any kind of a mobile device, think twice. No, actually think three times. We've had some well-publicized incidents where laptops have been stolen, for example, that have had tens of thousands of customer credit card numbers and other sensitive data on them. You really should not be putting any kind of sensitive customer data on a mobile device because you don't want to be in a position of actually having to tell a customer that their data has been compromised in any way. And as Pam mentioned, the second trend is Bluetooth, and you have to make sure that you don't have your settings open for Bluetooth when you're not using it, and be careful how you're using it so that others don't access your cell phone or devices without you realizing it. The third thing is spam and viruses on cell phones and smartphones. And the fourth trend is password protection. If you're like me, I've got probably 100 passwords for web applications and other things that I've used, and maybe a dozen that I use regularly. So how do we keep track of those passwords? Well, we tend to write them down on little lists, or worse, we keep them on our cell phone or we keep them on our laptop. And of course, should there be any theft, those things are going to be compromised. So what we're seeing come on the market are, for example, biometric security in the form of little fingerprint pads, for example, in place of having passwords to get into your computer.
How much gear do you really need to carry when you're out on the road? Do you need a laptop and a smartphone, or is there one device that can do it all? Pamela Baker, technology guru for Success Magazine.
Well, you know, it's funny, but when the smartphones first came out, everybody predicted they would replace the laptop, but of course they haven't, and they never will. Anybody that is in a line of work that requires an extensive amount of input is going to prefer the laptop. It simply has better functionality for that, and it's easier to type on the larger keyboard. That said, it is typically easier to work with a smartphone while actually en route. So while you're on a plane, while you're in a car, or while you are actually traveling, it is typically easier and faster to use a smartphone. And save the laptop for when you get to the hotel or you get to the restaurant or you're sitting in the lobby waiting on your next appointment, somewhere that's a little more stable. And we're going to see more convergence as well. The entire industry is moving towards IP or internet-based convergence. So you're going to see some new devices coming out. For example, the PSP, which was that's a handheld device for gamers. Ask any teenager or somebody in their 20s what that is, and they can tell you all about it. But the majority of it is video screen. It has high graphics cards for these very demanding gamers to use. Already there's a keyboard out for it, and they're looking at some phone functionality. When convergence is complete, we will have things like new PSPs and other devices that are a blend of the laptop and the smartphone. But we're going to be in the same dilemma. It depends on what you actually do as to which tool you're going to prefer, and it probably still will be a situation where you carry more than one device.
Jeff Sabar.
What is key here with, you know, anyone who's listening and saying, hey, what should I do? Assess your needs. Assess what you do. How are you different? How are you unique in the needs of your technology? You may not need a laptop. You may be able to get away with an email-enabled device, or you may need both, or you may need neither. It all depends on how you work.
Now, talking about staying in touch, is there a way to know what employees are doing while I'm away on a business trip? Pam Baker.
It's a balance, this whole concept of staying in touch, and that includes being aware of what your employees are doing. But you don't need the constant interruptions. And there are several ways of doing that. for example, GPS. People think of that more in terms of telling you to turn left here and take a right two blocks down the street, but it does more than that. GPS-enabled cell phones can tell you where your salespeople are or your delivery people are. And so you can look at that and see where everybody is. There's a variety of software that can tell you what's being done in the office. CRM, for example, customer relationship management software, will tell you what customers ordered what, delivered by when, all the details, which salesperson sold it, and what promises they made, because it's all online. You can pull it up at your leisure. This works a lot more smoothly than having your people call in, to report they're doing this or they're doing that. You really should have your calls from your people to a minimum and to the more important or pressing questions rather than to the routine. CRM software is a way to do that. So is BPM, Business Process Management Software. And what that does is automate a lot of the routine matters.
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about security. How can I protect or retrieve information from a lost or stolen laptop or a cell phone? And Anita Campbell, I'd like you to address that.
Here's a statistic that will turn you white. 97% of stolen laptops are never recovered. And it's about the same for cell phones and handheld devices. What that means is the odds are that if a device is stolen, your data is lost forever. So the best chance you have is to take action ahead of time. And I have four tips for you. First of all, this may sound a little obvious, but it's really important and it's something you shouldn't overlook, and that is prevention of the theft in the first place. Secure your laptop, your mobile phone, BlackBerry, or whatever. Second tip is back up your data. And this is probably the key thing. You've got to do backups frequently. If you don't have an IT department or an IT person and you don't have the patience to do backups regularly yourself, this is something you can actually outsource. There are managed IT services today. In fact, it's one of the hot trends in IT services today. Third tip is you can buy software to put on a PC that will allow the PC to be traced in the event it is stolen. Basically, what it does is it will connect the laptop to the internet periodically and send out a little signal as to where it is. And the fourth tip is one I alluded to earlier when it comes to confidential customer data. Don't put it on your laptop, because then you don't have the compounded problem of having to tell a customer that their sensitive data has been compromised in any way.
Well, I would add a couple thoughts on all of this, especially when speaking of security. A lot of it boils down to common sense. Even when I'm staying in a hotel, even if it's a nice hotel, I always carry a cable lock with me that locks my laptop to a fixed object in the hotel and not the leg of a table that they could just lift the table and remove the cable lock from. Data is never on my laptop. It's always on a thumb drive, or it's been emailed to me so I can get it through a password-protected access. And I think that, again, common sense rules when you're talking about data, when you're talking about information, especially when you're talking about someone else's information that you've been entrusted with.
This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net, and I've been talking with a group of panelists on a panel sponsored by Success Magazine. We've been talking today about small business travelers on the go and how to be productive when you're mobile. I want to thank all three of you for joining me for this special Success Magazine podcast. Thanks again.